We're here at in the financial district in San Francisco, Market and Montgomery, and a protest breaking out against the IRF, IMF. And what is the catalyst for this event, and why protesting the IMF?
Well, we're protesting the IMF because of several reasons. Most of all, that they oppress developing countries on so many levels, with pharmaceuticals, with austerities, as social services. They destroy the rainforest. They destroy the environment. They're destroying people's lives and displacing millions of indigenous people. I mean, they're making a couple people rich, and mainly Americans, or U.S. citizens. These big, huge corporations are just benefiting off all these people and all the debt that they're experiencing.
Okay, great. And one more, are there organizations putting this on, and how does it fit into the work that's going on?
Globalize This is putting this on, and we're doing this in solidarity with a march that's going on in D.C. right now because there's an IMF meeting going on over there.
Okay, thank you.
Reading a statement put out by Globalize This about the IMF. D.C. 6 p.m. our time, we'll be marching through Georgetown, yelling through the windows of fancy hotels where the IMF delegates are going to be dining and enjoying themselves. Tomorrow, they'll be surrounding the World Bank headquarters. Like us, they are people of conscience. And like us, they believe that another world is possible. A world free from the exploitation and deceptions of the IMF, the Bush administration, the World Bank, WTO, and other neoliberal institutions who believe in the Washington consensus. As one people, as one struggle with the activists in D.C. and with people all over the world, let's raise our voices. Another world is possible! Woo!
That's about people coming together to support each other. It's not about IMF policies of eliminating the poor's capacity to drink water that their community owns. It's not about allowing foreign corporations to come in to the global south to not only dictate domestic policy, but to slash unions, to cut social spending, and to eliminate the few social safety networks that exist for some of the world's poorest people. So I want to thank you, because what you have done is told the world that, in fact, there isn't just a choice between globalization and the corporate kind or no globalization at all, but rather there is the globalization of corporate interests, or there is the globalization of international solidarity, of people who work together, not just because it matters to them on the local level, but because they realize that our place in this world is very much invested in every other person's place in the world. What happens here is not separate from what happens to workers in Guatemala, who have to stand up not only to a repressive regime that allows impunity, but also to the corporations who are coming into their country to take over the resources that shouldn't be for North American companies like Bechtel, but should be for Guatemalans. When you are here, you are standing with Indonesians who have been fighting not just to topple the genocidal regime of Suharto and to take back their water from private hands from French and UK corporations that have moved in thanks to the World Bank and the IMF. You are standing in solidarity with those in all over the world, Central America, Southeast Asia. You are also standing here in the name of Africa, of African countries who now have to spend, in some cases, more than 50% of their government's annual budget to pay not the loans back that they've taken out from the IMF, but the interest on the loans that they've taken out from the IMF to pay the interest on the loans that they took out from the World Bank. It's time to say that all these countries deserve an opportunity to not only support their people, but also to follow the very path that allowed the countries in Western Europe and the United States to become the solid economies that they were, which wasn't by allowing for the corporate pillage from outside, but rather was by allowing for domestic industries, for the creative local communities to be able to design their communities around their needs and their interests. So I want you to thank yourself and to shout right now for the globalization that we're all here to demand, and that we're all here not just to act in favor of, but that we are realizing and making possible right this very minute. Yeah!
Thank you, Brandon.
Down with the policies of the IMF!
Show your passion!
Take action!
Down with the policies of the World Bank!
A group of about...